and it's either going to make it or break it in a certain time period. You're not going to do it in perpetuity because it's not making money. You're going to dissolve it. Then after a certain time period, then, okay, Jeff, you started your business with minimum standards that we've enacted. After a certain time period, that's because it's already in your lease, if you continue to operate after that time period, then you'll need to apply the minimum standards to your operation.
No, what would happen is, and we need to have a review period in the minimum standards document that, you know, this document will be reviewed and updated every 3 years. You know, Jeff starts his charter business, you know, with very, you know,
with Piper Cub.
And you tell me
with
Piper Cub.
Well, you start with it with your Piper Cub, and you know, because that's the minimum standard.
Right.
You know, we have nothing now. The only way we're going to get something is if we say you can have a Piper Cub. You know, with no passenger lounge, no automobile parking, right, whatever. You know, 3 years down the road, you know, when we review this thing, we look at Jeff's business. Well, he's got a King Air. He's got, you know, he's providing, you know, 20 parking spots out there, you know, for his passengers. He's got this big crew lounge and a big passenger lounge, lobby area.
Then,
you know, when we do that, you know, we look at, well, you know, the next guy that comes in, is all we're going to require of him is a Piper Cub, or, you know, we're going to move the bar up a little bit higher. You know, it doesn't affect Jeff because he doesn't have to meet that new standard.
The natural progression of business will eliminate the weak, and if he wants to be successful, he'll have to continually upgrade his business, much like mechanic training. If he doesn't keep his mechanics trained, they'll subside. I'm more in allowing that part of the business, the natural progression of business, take over rather than a set of regulations that are static and obtrusive. I'm not saying that we do. I'm not trying to change anything. I'm just saying that's my point of view on this. Is if he starts out with a Piper Cub and he's got a King Air, well, the people that came to fly in a Piper Cub, not the same people that come to fly in a King Air, because if I'm going to pay $2,000 an hour, I'm going to expect to be.
But
if
he's got a King Air and the next guy's got a King Air, but the next, you know, Jeff now has this big, you know, passenger lounge.
Well,
and the next guy
go to him.
Right.
Because he will differentiate his business based on business decisions rather than...
Do you want to allow the next guy, you know, to have what, you know, the facility Jeff has now? And
yes, I would, because it's competition.
Okay.
That's what he's saying is, that's where you got to start at. You know, if we said that, and I think what, let me see if I can help you. If you said that, okay, minimum standard says you got to have an airplane of four seats. You got to have one airplane of four seats. And I said, Gus is saying, well, can you start out with a Piper Cub, and in a certain period of time, maybe 3 years, then it has to be that four-seater. Is that where you're at?
Because you will not be in business. You will choose to cease and desist after a year or two if you're not making any money. The natural progression of the business will force you to do one of two things. You either grow or you die. Because you can't stay the same.
But you're.
But also, having this group, you know, as a perpetuating body, is going to always be looking out for the existing operators on the field, trying to protect them and keep the unsavory out.
And as the
situations evolve, as aviation continues to evolve, and aviation starts to make a comeback, you know, you look at this every year or so, and you say, what do we need to do regarding air taxi operators? Do we need to make any changes or not? And I think that having a group of your peers, pilots, communities that are always on this perpetuating ongoing board, I trust will make reasonable decisions on what we need to do a year from now, and a year from now, because you can't always decide, you know, a year down the road what you need to do.
I just didn't want to make them too obtrusive to begin with, because...
Well, and I think that's what we're all saying.
Because we're all in this to have more planes come here. That's... That's why I don't want to start out with the bar too high.
Right.
You know, that's
what I'm... Yeah, we're all saying the same thing. I mean,